just finished the Tosfos and Kuflam et Chesam et Beis, and then we'll go to the next sugya. Perish Bekuntres, now we have here a miut of Shaleach to Shalach to be Mamayit Mugdoshim. And we had, there was a Gilson Rashi that it should not be Shaleach Litakola. And then we have Taisvis, you have to give it back to the Gizbo. So therefore, there's no mitzvah of Shiluach. I came by Mugdoshim. Now there's a Kashim by Mugdoshim L'chayra. There's another reason why there should not be a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKeim. But it says, V'sabonim tikach loch. So if it's bonim from an oif that's hegdish, so it's not tikach loch. You can't take it for yourself. The bonim are also bahano. So that was Rashi's kash. There was such a gils in Rashi, and Tosfos brings down the gils also. Perish bekuntres, mitikach loch leimotzi lasuye. You can't bring a raya from tikach loch that al kochoch mugdoshim are nismayit because the bonim are not tikach loch. Rashi said, that means that if you have a toir or a benyoina, which is a kolben, and they had bayim, there's no issa me'ila min ha-toir, v'loinenim midarabonon. That means midarabonon, you're not allowed to have a no, but min ha-toir, there's no issa. So if there's no Issa min ha-toire, so it's tikach loch, that's by kotshei mizbeach. V'av al gav de bekotshei bedek habayis may alim, but kotshei bedek habayis, there is a din mehile. So now Tosfos is asking Gakash if you have an oif, which is kotshei bedek habayis, so Memela, why do you need a miut of Shaleach to Shalach? Typically that there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein because it's not Tikach Loch, and the Beyim of Kotshe Bedek, of a knife that's Kotshe Bedek Abayis, there's a Din Mayalim. So Tosfos answers, Masnisa Nairi Bekotshe Mizbeach Lekulam. We had a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, if the Mishnah is also speaking about Kotshe Bedek Abayis, but the Mishnah is Zicha speaking about Kotshe Mizbeach. So if the Mishnah is speaking about Kotshe Mizbeach, so Memela, we need a miut for Kotshe Mizbeach, and the Beyim of Kotshe Mizbeach is Leimoyalim. So that's why we need a new limit. That's what Tosfos answers. I've got the kotshe bedek habayis my alim, so I could be memayit kotshe bedek habayis from shiluach hakein because it's not tikach loch. Masnisen airi bekotshe mizbech lekulam. Lepligi b'samach ela bekotshe bedek habayis. Is it also speaking about kotshe bedek habayis? So that's why you need a new miyut of Shaleach to Shalach. Umiyu loshin loivioi liyat gizbo ein miyushiv kolkach. But if we're speaking about the whole droshe we need for kotshe mizbeach, so kotshe mizbeach you don't bring to a gizbo. Kotshe mizbeach you bring to the kohen, not to the gizbo. The gizbo leshechel b'kotshei bedek habayis. So Tosfos remains with Akasha. So it seems that we're also speaking about kotshei bedek habayis. And kotshei bedek habayis, so why do you need a miut of shaleach to shalach, typically, that it's not tikach loch. So Tosfos remains with Akasha. The Tosfos Arosh says that Teretz, by kochei bedek habayis, you could be paid at the bayim. So it's also called tikach loch. You can take them, in opinion, but it is an efshorus of tikach loch. So memela, I can be memayit kochei bedek habayis from tikach loch. So that's why the gemara needs this miyut when shaleach to shalach. Now let us go back to Daf Kuf Lametes Omid Aleph. Omar Rav Hamnune, 6 lines from the bottom. Omar, now we had, yesterday we learned, a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, when a person will be magdish, he said, bias ze olai kolben. He was magdish a bias lebedek a bias. He said olai. So a kolchoch, the olai is a new obligation, a new commitment, because he said bias is a kolben, so the a kolchoch, the bias, a kolchoch is hegdish. It's bedek a bias. So what's the olai? So the alai means an obligation on himself to see that it will get to the gizbo. If not, he'll still to another bite. So we hear a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, how great is the obligation of the magdish by saying alai. So Resh Lakish held, the obligation is, if it's not foul, if it'll burn, so then he's obligating himself to shtelzu a new bias. But in the case of it's only ovad or nignav, not by a bias, let's say by a sher, be magdish lebedek bias, we shall say sher is a lie, lebedek bias. So Resh Lakish says there was no special commitment that by Ovad v'nignav, he's going to shtel it to the gizbo. Hashem oretz emloye. That means, I'm not mechuyev to give it to the main office of the gizbo. Hashem oretz emloye. That is sufficient. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, that since he said olai, afilo by bedek habayis, the commitment is that he's going to shtel it to the gizbo. And that was a machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Omar Rav Hamnune. Now we're going to have a new shaila by Erchen. So we had by Kochei Bedek Habayis, if he said olai, how great is the commitment? Is the commitment that only by Nofal, or is the commitment afilu by Nignav Veneva? But what if a person said Erki Olai? He said Olai over there. So Lechaira, when he says Olai, we should have a Shaila. What'll be a Erki Olai? And he was Mafrish to Erich, and it's Neva. So we would say, so it's the Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Olai obligates him to bring it to the main office of the gizbo. According to Resh Lakish, not. So Rav Nuna said, no, it's not true. Hakel moidim be'erchin. Afogav da'oma alai loy mechayv. Even though he said a lie, there's no commitment whatsoever to bring it to the gizbo. And as soon as he's mafrish, the erchin, The money, Erki Olai, and he was mafrish, the amount of money, I feel it gets lost, according to everyone, he's potter. This Olai does not obligate him to do anything more than being mafrish the money, and that's it. Why? My time, Dlemit Malay Beloy Olai. That means you cannot make the gather of Afroshes Erchen without saying the word Olai. That means the whole vault of Rabbi Yochanan, that a lie is a new commitment, because why do you have to say a lie? You said, Sheir Zeh. So minute, you are mafrish a Sheir Zeh should be Kodesh Lebedek Abayis. Why did you say a lie? So the alai is a new commitment. I'm a kabbal achayis on myself. So Rabbi Yechon says, you're a kabbal achayis, you fill him a kabbal achayis of neighbor of Abed. But if there is a reason to say the alai, not as a new commitment, because if you'll say erki, finished, you won't say alai. So you didn't say anything. You have to say erki alai, I'm a chayim myself to be mafrish my erech. So the alai is necessary to make bechlau achiyev of afroshes erchem. So then I don't say that the alai is a new commitment. So I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you'll say erki alai and you'll be mafrish the erech and it got lost, shalom al Yisrael. Hashem oret some lawyer, finished. There was no special commitment. That's what Rav Amnuna said. Haka moidim be'erchen, afa gavdoma alai loy mechay. My time, loy mitma alai, v'loy alai. He can't make a chi of erchen without saying the word alai. Heichi leim. What should he say? Leim erki. Some say the word erki. Aman? So what's erki? My erich. So what should be? Leim erich ploini. Aman? So he has to say alai. To be mevarel the nether that he's making. So since the alai is necessary for the etzem erech to make the chalais chiv erechim, so memele the alai is not a extra commitment, and if he was mafrish erech and he got lost, according to everyone he'll be potter. Maskiv lo rove leima hareini berki. You have to say the word alai. Alai means al kaspi. That means it's on my shoulders. If al the loshna alone, you could say hareini berki, hareini berich pleini. So al kochoch the alai is a Loshen Noisef, and again we'll get to him the machlekes of Rabbi Yechonon and Reish Lakish. Let us see Rashi be'erchin ha'oyme erki alai ve'hifrish erkoi. So memele there's no machlekes le'mit melei beloy alai. He can't make a chiyev erchin without saying the word alai. Le'efshalameima harei ze ve'loshen erich. To say, "Harei ze erich," the dain like kibul chayves erich olo. This is the erich. What after he's becoming himself erki, then he can be mafreshit. The name erki v'lo yalai, a man romi hayned l'shlumi. So who's going to pay this neder? Imam erich ploini v'leom alai, a man romi. So the Gemara said that on Shuldik there's a very poshut eitzit that you could avoid saying the alai and say hareini be'erki hareini be'erich plein. Ba'oi tanya. And now the Gemara says that's stamazai a play of words, but he could have said, he couldn't have said. Then the Gemara said there's a barai said that says punfakert on what Rav Amnuna said. That Erchin is miyuchid. That Kozman, it's not bo liyad gizbar, it's konish mit konish. Not the way you're saying that Erchin is everyone is moided, you don't need bo liyad gizbar. Punfakel. Erchin, you need it to be bo liyad gizbar. Boitanya, we learned in Abraise, Rabbi Nosson Oimel, Ben Nosson Esa Erkecho Bayoimahu, Kodesh Lashem. Ma Talmud Loima, Lefi Shematzino Begdeshes Umaischois, Shemeschalalin Almois Shebechulim, Nignavoi Sheobdo Einam Chayobes Pachiusa. Yochel Avse Kain, Talmud Loima, Venosan Esa Elkecho. Chulin atsheyavoyu li dei gizbo. So let us see Rashi, what we just learned over here. Po'oi tanya dechayim bach yusoy. We learned a baraisa that kol zman, the money, did not reach the gizbar, he has to start to different money. The nosan esa elkecho. So now Rashi will explain what Chazal saw in this pasuk. So Rashi says as follows. The pasuk, the pashta dekro, is speaking about bepoide stay mikne mina hegdish. See. It's speaking about as follows, that a person was purchased a field, hegdish is, so the kinyan is chal tol yoigo, and then the koine was magdish the field. Now, wants to be poide the field. He wants to be poide the field. So the pasuk says like this, we want to be poide the field, Bepoides tay mikne minaydish ksiv vechishav layakoyin es michsas erkecho achnas hayoybo. So the koyin makes now a shume how much this field is worth achnas hayoybo. Fine. Vinosan esa erkecho. And it says an extra word over here. And from this extra word, Chazal made a mapaycha. The nosan esa erkecho is the koyin figures out how much this field is worth, how much this taimikin is worth. The nosan esa erkecho. Zikrashi avalei lemichtav the nosan oisoy. It said that the koyin was the chishvalei koyin es michsa esa erkecho. He figured out how much it's worth. The nosan oisoy. She should give it. Oy unesanoy. Ma talmud loima ha erkecho. This word ha'erkecho is an extra word, and it doesn't belong here. Shma mino that v'nosan es ha'erkecho is anudin. It's not speaking about what the beginning of the pasuk is speaking about. It's a new halach. Shma mino ha'erchin kamahado. It's speaking about the chiyuvei erchin. Elchin have to be given to the gizba in order to get a shem elchin. And the Baraisa explains, Amor de kechidush by elchin. Lefi shemotzinu begdeishes umayser sheini, shehein mischalalin al hamoiz. This posik is telling us, Amor de kechidush. We find by hegdish umayser sheini, there's a concept of chilul maiser and chilul hegdish. That means as follows. If a person is magdish something, he can be machalalit. He can be machalalit. There's, Mara says in Sukkah, hegdish is yoitze derech mekach v'derech chilul. And here we're going to see a moiridik ezach what derech chilul really means. Zuktarashi yazoi. Elfishim etzina begdeishis amayshe sheni shen mischalalun alamois. A person was magdish lebedik abayis sheirzu hegdish. Sheirzu hegdish, right? It's hegdish. Now he goes, he wants to be mechalal de hegdish. He changed his mind, he wants to be mechalal de hegdish. What does he do? The sheir never reached the gizbar yet. Which shows Hagdish will see in Tosaf la'Re'olai la'Hagdish esher sheh. He was Magdish the sheh, finished. Now he wants to be Machalal the sheh. So k'shehifresh pidyoina. So now he said, so the kedusha of the sheh should be neschalal on this money. He's Machalal. If it's that the Bailam is Machalal, he may save a chaimish. Fine, he may save a chaimish. So the kedusha of the sheh is Machalal on this money. Sheh is always Hagdish now. The money, so theoretically, the money if they now go and give to the gizbar, no, at right choice, a ganav takes away the money. Finished. The din is, he's potter. There's no obligation to him whatsoever to make sure that the gizbar got the money. If he got it, sicher. If the money is ben, he give it to the gizbar. But if the money is not ben, he has no obligation whatsoever. When the person was paid the hegdish, and the money got lost, There's no chayev b'chayis. Why? Doksi v'yosav chamishis kesef elkecha olo. He should be meisef achaymish. V'hoi oloi, and then the shoyer that he was magdish becomes his. And that's it. But like, see, Ben Nesine, it doesn't say any place that he has to give this money. This money he has to get to the Gizbah. Elo mishehifrishoi v'oma hareze mechulo lalze nikre erech lahagdish doma v'yotzo lechulo nahagdish. As soon as he was mechalo, the bedek habayis, so the din is that as soon as he was machalo the maisa sheni, the din is, so the maisa sheni becomes his, the hegdish becomes his, and finished. And afilu, the money will never reach the gizbo, it got lost, it got stolen, no problem. So the Baraisa says like this. Rafi Shematina Bagdeshis Omaisha Shemishal Al Moisha Bechula. You can be Machal al Hadish Maisa Shani Al Moisha Bechula. And this Moisha Bechula Nignavoisha Obdu Ainam Chayovim Bachiyuson, he has no obligation whatsoever to give other money to Hagdish, to the Gizbo. Yochel Avzekain, so I would think the same Allah applies by Erchen. If a person said Erki Yolai, and he went and he was mafrish money, in the case of it, so this is my Erich finished. It got lost. Talmud Loima v'noson eso Erkecho. This is, we said, Erkecho is an extra word. So this is coming to tell us by Erchin Chulinache Yavoyu Lide Gizbo Kozma. The Gizbo doesn't get the money. The Pashtus of the Gemara by says Kozma, the Gizbo doesn't get the money. It's Gonish Megonish. This is unique. Hareze Erki is Gonish Megonish. It doesn't work. It's still Chulin. You know when it's going to become, when you'll be Yaitse, your nether, you put it in the Gizbo's hand. V'nosan es erkecho. You'll give the erich to the Gizbo. Then it's called the Ketz, that's the erich. And then you will mekayim your nether, a guten tog. But kol's man, the Gizbo doesn't get it, nothing happened. Gonish, it's gonish me gonish. So Mamela, this is the hepech of Rav Hamnune. Rav Hamnune had wanted to say by Erkin, since I feel he said a lie, well, since the lie is necessary to create the whole parsha of Erkin, so that a lie does not obligate him, I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan to give it to the Gizbo. Zuk to Gemara and Shudik. It's not an erech till you give to the Gizbo. Your mafrish money, you lose it, it's gonish megonish. The money only becomes erech. It only gets a kedusha only when it comes into the hands of the gizbo. So mamish punfakel. So the Gemara says, also we have to say that this member of Rav Hamnune is the exact opposite. Al yitma ochi yitma over Rav Hamnune hakel moidim ve'erchen punfakel. Afilu ishlokish is moidim. Afal gavd lo, no, afilu abyechen is moidim. Afal gavd lo yomar alai. Afilu didn't say the word a lie, mechayev. He's mechayev to make sure that the gizba gets the money. In Kozman, the gizba doesn't get the money, it's gonish mit gonish. Tachsiv menosin es erkecho, chulin hein biyotcho, ad she yavoyu lidei gizba. So the money is chulin till the gizba gets the money. So Rashi, yochel afelch, mishifrishin yifto, tamaloy mivnosin es erkecho, koidish. In Elkin Kedoshin Achas Nesine, Bekro Ochi Medrash. Now we have the same shot in the post. So Rashi says the Posik is speaking about two different things. The beginning of the Posik is speaking about when you're poide astei mikte. Bechishe v'lo yakoyin le magdish astei amikte es mitnes ha'elkecha. You should find out how much the value of the field is. v'shofke. Forget it, that's the end of the pasuk. V'hai v'nosan esa elkecho, the end of the pasuk, koya elchen. Talking about elchen. Dilo bepidyon hegdish, ksiv le'elmina, you don't need an asina. V'ho yoloi v'loishum asina. The pidyon comes about without an asina. But by Elchin, Kozman, there's no Nesina, Gonish mit Gonish, it doesn't have any Kedusha whatsoever, and he wasn't Mekayim his Chiyah. Now, let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, Lefi Shematzino Begdeishis Umaisa Sheng. Now, we have to appreciate the Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows, that even though we find by Hegdish, if you're Machalal Hegdish, and the Chilul gets lost, there's no problem, but by Elchin, it's not like that. So and we have a Pasuk on this, so that means, if you learn the Baraisa Elch, that means, Leflug that be Amokim to say that one should be that one should compare Elchin to Chilul Hagdish is, I have a posseg that Elchin is different. Lefisha Metzino Begdash is a Maisa Shani. Tame. The Eze Hagdish Mairi. What kind of Hagdish are we speaking about that we would like to compare Elchin? We say, no, we have a posseg that makes it, we can't compare. The Eze Hagdish Mairi. Ido Maharezem. If he said, Hareze, Mayirye denoket la'achash in his chalulus, why does he say, there's a kula of chilul, that if the chilul got lost, yopoto, afilahegdish atzmai, nignav einevat en chaye bachiyusai. So, he says there's a kula of chilul, and so seems by the hegdish not. If he said, Hareze, afilah the hegdish got lost, it's also pot. Ela kochacha da omahalai. So it's speaking about by Hegdish Bedek Abayis, in the Hegdish he said olai. So that's the Chiddush of the Brais. Af agav de be Hegdish gufei chaye bach yusoy samir de kechiddush. That even though he said arei olai lohobi ishoy le Bedek Abayis, he said olai. And the din is, it's mutal olof to bring, if the shoyl will get lost, he'll have to be mafrish another shoyl. That's the Chiddush. That means even though the original Hegdish was a Hegdish with a Yischaivis to make sure that the Gizbo gets it, but the minute he's Machalal it, so this Yischaivis is not applicable anymore on the Chilu, and he got lost his potter. Bim Kain, Makoma, Yochel Avze Kain, Heich Doime Erech Lehegdish Shenishalo. So Taisvis says, I don't understand the flow of the Gemara. That means, the Barais is telling us, you know, I find a Chiddish that the Dova HaMechalo is killed from the Dova HaNishalo. So I would think that by Elchin it'll also be the same thing. Aposik, Elchin is different. By Elchin, we're talking about a dover, hamachalo, there's a psachilul over here by Elchin. A person made a neder to be mafresh Elchin, Elchi Yolai. So what's the comparison? That's Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis vibes by attainment. So the Taisus HaRosh says, and this is an insight on what Elchin is all about, so he says, no, Elchin is also similar to Chilul. V'cheinami im omar erki yolai hoyo roi ledames lehegdish sheneschalo ki yadomim boim mikoyach erech hakotzov al haguf. So the Chedushim Birim says, Pshat, ki ilu higdish es hanerach vadomim heim pidyoinei. The gather of Erchi Olai is pshat, that Ke'ilu, the person himself has a Kedusha, and the money is a chilul of his Kedusha. That's the Lomdus of Erchi Netzamazoi. I'm being menadev X amount of money to Hegdish. How much? Erchi. No. The gather of Erchi is a chilul Ke'ilu, Nigdash ha-nerach, and the Erchin is achilu of the nerach. So Mamelis are now, we can appreciate the flow of the Baraisa. And by chilu, we do find, if you're machalu on something, we find there are coolest in the Dovor Shechilu Lualov, Afal Pike, by Erchin. It's not like that. That's pshat in the Gemara. Now let us go further. Let's first see the Taptais with Shekisi Adam Noyik says that there's a Choyma of Kisi Adam over Shiluach HaKein. Kisi Adam Noyik v'chayim v'hoyif v'mzum v'sheinim v'mzum Shiluach HaKein eini noyik elo v'hoyif v'eini noyik elo v'sheinim v'mzum. The Taptais says Taima mai lo itoni Shekisi Adam Noyik b'schor v'nekevis Shiluach HaKein eini noig ala ben HaKeibis. Zog te Gemara weiter. Tona Rabon. The Gemara is going to darsh in this posik. And just to give a shtika lakdome, the Teres Chaim says the Gemara is going to make droshes. And then the Gemara is going to figure out these droshes would have been made if I wouldn't have other psukim. But since I have other psukim, so the droshes which were previously mentioned are not applicable because I have other psukim already. So I'm going to go and make new droshes. I'm going to make new droshes and they will not remain with the droshes were mentioned in the beginning. Tana Rabban. Ki yikore kantzipa lefonech. Ma Talmud loyma, lefi shenema shaleach tishalach esayim, vesabonim tikach loch. Yochel yachzer vohorim ugvoiz. That means the Torah set up is a kefal aloshen, shaleach tishalach. So what's the reason of this kefal aloshen? So the kefal aloshen means to say, make sure that you'll be mishaleach. So Baha'i said, make sure. So the Pasuk is telling us, so you have to be marzer bahorim igvois kedei sheyimtso, okay? Talmud loyma ki yikore. So that's the reason of yikore. Bimu'uro lefonecho. Bimu'uro lefonecho. Yikore, so that means, you're not mechuyev to look for it. If it occurred, ki yikore, if it occurred, then you're mechuyev. Now here the Teres Chaim speaks out, he says, Shem Yishamayim, wherever it says, by Yashavah Sabaiti says, Hoshev Teshivim, so there'd also be a Hava meaning that you have to start looking for Avedis. So he says, because this is only, the Gemara had problems with all these psukim, so the Gemara wants to say, this is the Makir of, that's why I need Yikore, and the Gemara's going to fall off from everything. It's not true, I don't need Yikore for this, I need Yikore to go for something else, and I wouldn't even ever have a mina of Shaleach Teshalach HaSayin. Agav Ulche, I'd like to mention, I think others say, I can remind myself where I saw this, but the Goyim Mishlei Kapitel Lamed Pasuk Yud Zayin brings a Zayir HaKodesh. The Zayir HaKodesh says that there are two mitzvahs which have the same schar, mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em and the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Both have the Elmani Richin Yamecho, and both are in Yisod the exact opposite. The mitzvah of kibud avim is more the kachmonis. Going says in the tapel, parents, they're old already, they're helpless. More the kachmonis. The yisod of the mitzvah is kulei rachman. The yisod of mitzvahs shiluach hakein zik the going is kulei achsorius. It's a shreklich achsorius to the aim. You take the aim is hovering over the children, and you take the aim away. The aim gets petrified and starts crying and commits suicide. As I stay in Zayra Kot, it's a shreklich achsorius. So Dachsimer Shteit is brought down in the Zayra Kot. So what is shot in this? Al Kaponim, the koilis of the aim, when it's crying. Because what happened with it, that you took it away from the shmira of the bonim, is ma'ire lemaila gvaldike rachmonus of klal yisrael. So me'mele, but the truk in the mais is a mais achzorius today. That's lemaise. So that's my saw. Someone says so the havamine of yochel yachzer b'horim b'gvoyis. If we see. It's not samazay a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is moira rachme man klal yisrael. No, such a mitzvah, one should, it's moira dik, it's not poshet. So yachzer alohorim, yachzer bohorim megboyis. No. The mitzvah is ki yikore. If you found it, memele. But there's no inyan to be yachzer bohorim megboyis. The mura lefonech. Cain, what it says, Cain, dashing every word, Cain, mikol mokin. So the Cain is marva filled, there's only one afroyach, one beye, you also, there's also the mitzvah. Tzipar, Cain, kan tzipar. Kan tzipar, tahira. Tzipar, tahira, v'loy tmeir. The word tzipar is only used as an oif in the tzipar. Tzipar is only by an oif tahira. Lefonecho b'rshus ha'yochid. Baderech b'rshus ha'rabi. Bilonis minayim, but you know if it's not, it's alefonecho and it's not baderech, tamaloy mebucholaitz. Baboyreis sichin ma'oris minayim, tamaloy ma'oy al ha'oretz. That's marbe any place. So we dashed already. So now the Baraisa goes back. That means it seems Al Ha'oretz is Malva everything. Is Lefonecha Baderech Lomali. Now we start looking retroactively. So if Al Ha'oretz is Malva everything, so you don't need a Ribay Rishus Hayochid, Rishus Harab. So Fanech Baderech Lomali. So now Loimaloch. So now we make a new drash. Maderech She'ein Kinoi Biyotcho. By Derech the Kain is not Pershuscho, it's not Pershlitoscho, it's Baderech. Avkol She'ein Kinoi Biyotcho. So that means it's not Mezumin, it's not Shaloi, it's not Pershlitoscho. Mikan Omru, so from here, now we're learning out Mizumin, that means it's Bishlitosei or Shaloi, there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKeim, we learn out from Baderech. Baderech, Shenkini Biyotcha, Avko Shenkini Biyotcha. Mikan Omru, Yoini Shoivach, V'yoini Aliyah, that means they made a nest in a Shoivach or in a second floor, Shekinenu b'tefichin u'bebirois, and they made a kan, and tefichin will see, Rashi says these are, mekoimes that jut out from walls, and they, but we're speaking about Yoni Shevich v'Yoni Aliyah are speaking about Hefkedik Yoinim. And they shekinu betvichem ubebireis, and they made a kan, the chaimes, they made a kan, and the binyonim. Or, ve'avoyzim v'tarnagoylem shekinu bepardes. That means avoyzim v'tarnagoylem, which are domesticated office, were moired and went into a pardes, there they have ke. So all these cases are not mezumen, is chayiv v'shiluach. Aber kinenu b'soich habayis, v'chenyoyne ardesiyois, v'otor v'shiluach. So now we learn that from the derech to pater mezumen. That's what we said till now. So now we're going to go back to this drosha. Ma derech she'en kinoi biyotcha, av kol she'en kine biyotcha, holomoli mechi yikorei nafke. That means, from yikorei, now all of a sudden, the Gemara says, this you can learn out from yikorei, it's not mezumen by you. So this drash you can learn out from yikorei, so you don't need ba derech to tell me this. Ki yikorei plat le mezumen. So now I know mezumen from ki yikorei. So why do you need badar? Va'oid lefonecho lomali. What's the lefonecho? Because before we said lefonecho mentorish yosayoch, then we said we learn out alohetz, that's ma'aba b'chol moke. So now we have now baderech. I don't need any more from mezumen. Before I needed for shosarach, but then once I said I know from vayter alohetz, and then I don't need it for mezumen. It says ki yikorei, and lefanecha, what do you need? So the Gemara says, elo lefanecha lasuye shahoyu lefanecha umodu. Fanecha is coming to tell you that they were once under your shlita, under your issues, before it was mezumen, and then modu, and then later they rebelled. So lefanech means even though it was once yours, but if now you look basher usham, now it's not mezumen. So there's a chiv of shiluach haka baderech. Now what is the baderech coming to tell us? Kid Rav Yudah Marav, the Omer Rav Yudah Marav, motzo kain biyam. What happens if he found a kain biyam? So see in Rashi it means like this, that it was a flood. And the flood tore out trees. So you have a tree now floating in the yam, and there's a kan sipur on the tree. The kan is floating along with the tree in the yam, and the aim is revetz salabonim, and they found it, but it's not aloretz. It's bayam. Chayiv b'shiluach, shenema koy amar Hashem, haneisein bayam dorech. So you see that this a derech in the yam. So memela, but derech is coming to tell us that it, even though it's not alor, it's in the yam. Ela ma'ato motza kain bashamayim. What happens if you found a kain bashamayim? That means, how did you find a kain bashamayim? That means that there was an oif, and it seems on top of this oif, there was, that someone made a nest, and the oif is flying, and it's bashamayim, it's not aloretz. So there's a derech bashamayim also. Tachsiv, it says, derech nesher bashamayim. It says, derech nesher bashamayim. Ochinami de mechayiv v'shiluach hakei. Because you say derech is marbe, even though it's not aloretz, it's a derech. And to the Gemara, Derech neshe ikri, derech stoma lo ikri. Bashamayim, there's no drachim over there. It's called derech neshe. By the yam, it's called anoisin bayom dorech. So memele, so derech is marbe ala yam, and derech is not marbe. Derech is not marbe bashamayim. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, lefi shenema shaleach tishalach, Beis Pome. Shemeni Lachzer Acher HaMitzvah Zois Ache Tove Liyodai. That I should be Mishaleach, that I should be Machzer Acher HaMitzvah Ache Tove Liyodai. Tamaloi Meki Yikore B'Mu'ure. If it occurred, HaKosav Medaba Lechshi Yikore. The mitzvah is if you happen to come across a kan. Kan, mikomo kan, afilo bafroyech echot, ebe beya achas, kidisna bemasnis. Ziper tohoiro, beloit meyo, kami mefosh ul rabitso, oit mashme ben betome ben betoyo. Avo zipo le ashkechon betmeim, elo betoyo. Lefonecho, Mashme, b'shusayochid, k'im b'pardes, u'b'sodech, sh'einem mishtameres, l'kon yilech ha-tzeirei, d'la mezumenu, v'aderech, lohovi, b'shusarab. So the mother says, but since you're marba, already aloret, you're marba everywhere, so you don't need any more, this to be marba, b'shusarab. Z'ma v'aderech, sh'enkini b'yotcho, Ein kein mezumen loch, it's not mezumen. Ein koni loch, it's not yitar in your shlite, and it's not, it doesn't belong to you. Yoine shoivach, yoine midbori yois, shekananu b'shoivach, chile pilken boch, hakimen da chatzer koino le, abein mezumenu, tefichim shenoisnim, derishashis goyres, kein kideirois, ktanois, b'choymei, There's a few things that are just like small parts that jut out from the wall, and these are places where the yoinim make nests. The birais, dirais, amigdalir, shekonenu bepardes, shemordu dahashta enki nebiotcho, Void look on a halomaly, Mishmush, Sayochi, the powder, serve the same Arabi says. Nachimbala, Lachaiba, show you Kvar Shaloy, your Moldo was previously his, and they rebelled. Baderech, Nami Miboyle, Licht Rav Yehuda. Kan Bayam, Nadin Mora said, it did Derches Marbim, she shot, if he found a cane Bayam, she shot of Hayam Esilom, that there was a flood, and the flood tore out a tree. Vahoya Kan Beroyshoi, and there was a Kan Tzipur in the Roish of the Ilom, is So even though it says Al Horetz, we learn out from Baderech that Chai v'Shaleach the Yam Nami Ikri Derech. The Yam is also called a Derech. So the Gemara says, "Oh, if whatever is called a Derech is a din of Shiluach Hakam, that'll be Kain Bashamayim. Oif Noisei Kain Ba'aver is a knife that's carrying a Kain Ba'aver." So we see that's also called a derech. So Mara says, derech stome lo yikri. That means that a derech nesher b'shamayim, it's called a derech nesher, but not, there's no drochim in the shamayim. Derech stome lo yikri, avayam yikri derech stome anaisin b'yom derech. Zogt toises. Baderech kider Rav Yehuda. V'im toima, amai itzrich ribuya le'kein shebiyom. We have a ribuy if one found a nest in the yam. So you need a ribuy baderech. That would cause that, because a nest in bayom derech. Like Toisves, Since it says Al Horetz, so I would think that the Yom Nah, that's where you need Baderech, in Kein Lei Lichtoi Baderech. So let it not say Baderech. Belishtoi Kmei Al Horetz.
And it shouldn't say Malores. Why do you need Malores and then a Riboy of Derech? It shouldn't say both of them. Umiyu Malores Itzrich. You need Malores. Lemuti Nesha Bashamay. So that's no Kasha. I need Malores. Abul Kasha. Dim Kain, my Porich, Besomach Motze, Kain Bashamay, Mochinami de Machaye. Umay Kusha, Oksiv Malores. I mean, Al Kochoch, you have to be Mamayet something. If everything is good, you don't need Aloretz, period. So, and that's what you want to ask, that Bashamayim should also be Chayim. So that's no kash, it says Aloretz, or Koch Aloretz is Mamayit something. The Porich, not the Gmos, kash was like this. The Kaim Bashamayim Nechayim, Mibaderech. That Zicha Aloretz is Mamayit something. The Shaila, is it Memayit Alayom, or is it Mayit Bashamayim? So the Gemara said, the Gemara said that it's not Memayit Bayam, because it says Derech. Koim Arashem Anoisim Bayam Derech. So the Gemara says, no, how do you know that the Derech is Marbe Derech Shebiyam? Maybe it's Marbe Derech Bashamayim, and Oretz be Mayit Bayam. The Porech, the Kain, Bashemayim, the Chayim, Vaderech, Malores Nemayit, Shebeyam, Bemerois. That was from the Gemara's Kasha, and that the Gemara answers, this is Derech Nesher, and this is Derech Stomach.